This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 729, Sensational Sample IELTS Part 1 Speaking Answers.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn incredibly natural vocabulary and ideas for talking about transportation in IELTS Speaking Part 1. Hey, Lindsay, what's up in Boston?
Hey, Jessica, not a whole lot. Summertime is coming and I'm feeling good.
Oh, summer. I am so excited for this summer. Do you have any travel plans for the summer yet?
Well, we're taking a road trip and there may be some relocating happening too. So that is...
Wait, what?
I'll have to tell you later, but it's in the works potentially. Yes. So there's definitely some shaking up happening with my location soon. Yes.
Listeners, this is the first I've heard of this. You believe you me, when we are finishing today's episode, yeah. I'm going to get the DL on the, no, the
yeah,
DL.
Yeah, yeah, get the DL, the
Do
download.
Do you ever say that?
I used to say that in high school.
Yeah, I don't say that either, but I hear other people saying it. Guys, it's a funny like slang term.
Yeah.
Instead of saying get the down low on something, which means get all the details or information about it, which you can say in IELTS speaking for sure, get the down low on something. Mm-hmm. Some native speakers shorten that to the DL, which I think is funny.
That's so funny. It's funny what native speakers do. They just like to be creative. I'm sure you guys do this in your own language. You shorten words, you do acronyms for things. Lots of fun.
And this is something that will help you get that 7 or higher on IELTS, you guys, because that's the main difference. That is the main overarching goal to get you above that 7 is to be more natural in your communication. So, of course, vocabulary is a big way to accomplish that.
Absolutely. And today we are getting into a little bit of vocabulary, a little bit of speaking sample answers, because we know that you guys love these sample answers because you can model them, right? You can sit down and listen and understand what the examiner wants. We know that because, Jessica, you were an examiner for 14 years, right?
Yes.
And did we estimate how many speaking tests you actually administered? Probably... I don't know.
It was in the thousands.
Yes.
I don't remember the exact number, but it was like, I'm going to say
lot.
5,000.
Yeah.
It was a lot. And you know what, guys? Ooh, this is good practice for me because I'm going to take the computer-delivered IELTS test soon.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Very exciting.
That is so exciting. You're going up to Canada. We're putting you on a plane and going to Canada to take the exam. That is really cool.
So cool. You guys, I have the coolest job. I'm just going to say it. But yeah, guys. This is the first step that we're taking so we could develop a computer preparation for you guys, because there is like literally nothing out there. And just like with our Facebook Live class last week, guys, we are up to date. We are the most up to date course out there. Yep. We can change things along with the exam unlike any other system.
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, stick with us. You're going to get everything that you need to know. And today we're getting into that speaking part one, right? I love it. What's the topic of these questions that we're going to go through today?
So we are going to give you sample answers about transport. And how common is this, guys? This is one of those topics that comes up constantly and consistently on IELTS, okay? So this is like classic IELTS today. And something we haven't talked about specifically for part one before. So, Lindsay, are you ready to answer some speaking part one questions?
I'm excited. Here we go.
All right. How did you come here today? I just pause for a second.
I know this
sounds weird, but this is a test question.
Okay. Well, I'll just make it. Okay. So here we go. I came here today by train. So I jumped on the subway to get to the IELTS Examination Center. So I was able to do a little reviewing with my podcasts on the way over.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. So instead of to get on transport ride, I jumped on. Mm-hmm. I jumped on the train. Mm-hmm. And anytime, guys, you could mention that you read books in English or listen to podcasts in English, definitely do that. It shows that you're a good student. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to ask me one? Hello, awesome IELTS students. Thanks for tuning into the show today. If you are ready to go further and deeper with your IELTS preparation, become a Three Keys student. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Okay, sure. So what is public transport like in your town?
It's kind of hit or miss, to be honest with you. It depends on which section of the city you live in. Mm-hmm. Like if you're downtown or if you're like closer in, then you are hopefully near a MAX line, but we don't have a subway. Our MAX is our train system and it goes above ground. And honestly, it doesn't go all over Portland. There are lots of buses, but I thank my lucky stars I don't have to rely on public transportation anymore because buses are late, they get stuck in traffic. So ultimately, it exists, but I don't want to depend on it.
Let me ask you a follow-up. So how do you think it could be improved?
Well, I think the best way is to expand our train system because then it doesn't get stuck in traffic like buses and it's easier to run on schedule because of what I already mentioned. So I think they should expand our MAX line into further out into the suburbs as well because I know a lot of people need to rely on public transport to get into the city for their jobs and we don't need any more private vehicles. So for the environment and our citizens, we need more trains.
Yeah, I like it. I like how you brought in the environmental perspective at the end there. So bringing in your answer from different perspectives is a good way to lengthen our answer, right?
Yeah, for sure. And notice, guys, that these are part one questions, but some questions like this, now they are personal, right? It's like, how do you think does public transport exist in your town? So they're definitely part one in style. But my answers would veer on a part three. Right. So this is a good example of when you have to be flexible according to the topic.
Interesting. Right. Because we can't keep it. Yeah. Because normally part one would be personal, as you said, and part three would be going into the theory, the societal things. But sometimes the question could lend itself to that kind of part three answer. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. And you know what, guys? I started noticing this more on the exams in the last year as I was examining that. In one group of questions where there's four questions, right? Mm-hmm. The last question will be a little more general, like a part three thing. Mm-hmm. So I think this style is changing a bit on the exam. So good to know. All right. I'm going to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think people should use public transport more?
Oh, I absolutely think they should. I mean, if you take Boston as an example, you know, our subway system is the oldest. I think it was the first subway system created in the U.S. So it's a little old and rickety. But if we improved it, people would definitely use it more. And I do think they should because Bostonians especially have a tendency to get massive road rage. And that's not good for anyone. It's not good for our bodies as drivers. It's not good for people who are out there dealing with those drivers. People will lay on their horns. And this is not good. So if we did use public transport more, I think the whole society in general would benefit a whole lot.
I love that you described the trains as old and rickety. I love that phrase. It's so cute. Yeah, anything that is old and like it's falling apart a little bit, you could say it's old and rickety. Oh gosh, road rage. I laugh at people who get road rage sometimes, which doesn't happen a lot in Portland, but like I don't know. I think it's so silly to get that angry
It is silly. I think it's an East Coast thing. I think there's probably a lot more road rage in places like Boston, New York, East Coast than the West Coast, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Definitely more than Portland drivers. But I don't get road rage, but I do get road annoyed because people here drive slow, man.
Really?
Like the speed limit or under. And I'm like, what are you? What? This is because I like driving fast, like real fast.
Oh, yeah.
And it bothers me.
That's interesting. It's so interesting that, you know, two different coasts of the same country, the trends and the way people interact could be quite different in terms of the lifestyle, the way people want to live. Funny. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a Bostonian driver, and I'm sure this has happened, but like a Bostonian driver moved to Portland, irate and full of rage this person would be all the time. Because people here are like so lackadaisical in their approach to driving. Just like, if people run across the roads all the time, like not at crosswalks, and people literally stop in the middle of traffic to be like, oh, go ahead, come across the road. And I'm like, that is, you are not following the rules.
No, that would never fly out here.
No. That person would get run into, man.
Yeah, for sure. And guys, this is so fun. Guys, notice just in this casual conversation, the vocabulary that we've just gotten. I hope you're writing this down.
Yes.
Jessica used the word irate, lackadaisical. I mean, these are incredible vocabulary words that you should be using on your test.
Very fun vocab words. And guys, I would love to hear how you use them. If you could leave us a review and share your favorite word that you heard today. What is best, guys? Really listen to today's episode a couple times, because we had a lot of casual conversation with very authentic and native vocab today. And oh my gosh, just write down two or three phrases.
Yeah.
And then tell us what you learned in a review.
Absolutely. Let us know also what you think of the show in that review. Let us know, like, how have you benefited from the show? How can we help you further? And let other listeners know so that they know that they should go and download it and start listening 3 days a week. All right. Awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very cool.
All right, Lindsay.
Okay.
The next time I talk to you will be Tokyo.
All right. Looking forward to it, Jessica. Can't wait. I'll see you in Japan.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.